Hey you, yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Anthony's Balanced Canine out of Industry, Pennsylvania, is committed to bringing the best dog training to the tri-state area. Lead dog trainer Paul Anthony and his staff have over 50 years of combined experience in teaching dog obedience, behavior modification, and detection. AB Canine Trainers use motivational, operant, and traditional training techniques to achieve the desired behavior from the dog. Paul and his staff train the dog, along with the owner, to bring the relationship between them to its fullest potential. They offer training packages so that you and your four-legged family member can work together in a classroom setting to get an A+ in both basic and intermediate dog training. To learn more about this amazing experience, visit abcanine.com. If you would like to schedule training or have any further questions, call 724-650-2930. Anthony's Balanced Canine, the ABCs of dog training.
The The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your exclusive home for the Big Orange Machine, your Wellsville High School Lady Tigers basketball team. I'm your host, the voice of the Wellsville Tigers, Mr. Michael Reiner. And we're getting ready to watch the Columbiana Clippers on the road taking on the Wellsville Tigers here. Wellsville Tigers coming in at 2-12, two wins, 12 losses. Columbiana at 14-1. With a share of the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference title on the line. Clippers are coached by Mr. Ron Marcella. And now Ed Swagger's squad, the Wellsville Lady Tigers, taking the floor. The Clippers looking for their 23rd straight conference victory. And you have to think that both teams are ready to play this game. It's a Monday night, and we're getting ready for the anthem. So we'll send it to the PA. Honesty Thomas, one of the Wellsville Lady Tigers with the national anthem. Great job. And we're getting ready to start this Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference Lady Basketball game here on a Monday night. As Coach Marcella and Coach Swagger, they're both ready to go. Here are the Columbiana starters. Number 5, Tessa Liggett. Number 15, Kennedy Fulham. 20, Alexis Cross. 4, Kayla Moslovsky. And 14, Marissa McDonough. And the Tigers win the tip as number 12, Cameron Jackson, has the handle. Passes to number 4, Hunter Weekly. Over to 15, Cameron Carlevel. Quick shot for the Tigers. And they go up 2-0. The Tigers, with 7:45 left in the first quarter, lead 2-0 after a great jump shot by Cameron Carlevel, number 15 of the Tigers, and a three-point shot up by number 20 of the Clippers, Alexis Cross. It's missed and rebounded, and the Tigers are on the run. Let's see what they do with it. A trap by the Clippers, though, as number 4, Caleb Maslowski, gets it on the steal and finishes for 2 with a layup. And that's something that the Tigers are going to have to prevent turnovers, because the Clippers can get out and run. As Hunter Weekly takes a three herself on the other end, missed, and it's a rebound by Cameron Jackson. Jump shot missed. And number 4, takes away with it. Number four, Kayla Maslovsky makes another layup on the fast break, and it's 4-2 Columbiana Clippers. Pass goes to Hunter Weekly from Camp Carlavale. Down low to Menina Jackson. Over to 23 for the Tigers, Cambria Murphy. But it's blocked, and it's out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger ball. Once again, if you're just joining us here, 4-2 Clippers in this Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference matchup between the Clippers and the Tigers. And Kayla Maslovsky almost makes her third steal in the first 2 minutes. But, boy, it was close. It was out of bounds. I'm sorry, she actually knocked it off a Tiger player, and it's Clipper ball, and Maslovsky has it on the handle, guarded by Carlavale. Let's see what they do next. Pass goes inside, and it's missed and rebounded by number 50, Menina Jackson. The big key for the Tigers, if they want to stay in this game, Menina Jackson. And Cam Carlavale with the drive for two. It's 4-4. We're all tied with 6:20 left in the first quarter. Pass goes to Maslovsky once more. And back over to 15. Kennedy Fulham missed the jump shot. Rebounded by Alexis Cross. But it's turned over, and Hunter Weekly comes away with it. Ed Swager likes what he sees as the Tigers have it. We're all tied with 6 minutes to go in the first, 4-4. And it's a turnover again by the Tigers. And it's up to Maslovsky again. And the layup is missed. And it's rebounded by Cameron Jackson of the Tigers. Over to Hunter Weekly. Back to Jackson. Down low to Cambria Murphy on the outside. And it's out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger ball. Encouraging stuff if you're Wellsville in this game. Coming in at 2 wins, 12 losses against one of the top teams in the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference, the Clippers. And it's another turnover as Maslovsky comes away with it. And it's out of bounds, Clipper ball. I believe that is now 4 steals in the first, let's see, 3 or 4 minutes here, as Kayla Maslovsky is all over the place right now getting steals. Pass goes outside to number 20, Alexis Cross. She can shoot the three and misses. Rebounded underneath by number 14, Marissa McDonough, and she's going to the free throw line for two. Fouls on Carlavale, that's her first. McDonough shoots the first free throw and misses. 4-4, 5:30 left in the first quarter. McDonough shoots again and makes it. It's 5-4, Columbiana Clippers. Pass goes to Carlavale, and now Weekly trying to beat the trap, and it's going to be a foul on Maslovsky. Maslovsky, that's her first foul, trying to get her fifth steal of the first quarter. She's had 4 steals so far. Pass goes to Hunter Weekly. Back to Cameron Jackson. Over to Cam Carlavale. And it's out of bounds. It's tipped out of bounds by number 15 at Kennedy Fulham. And it will remain Tiger ball. 5:19 left in the first quarter. Turnover. It's Maslovsky again. She lays it up for two. What a beautiful steal and finish by Maslovsky. She has 6 of their 7 points. And 5 steals. Hunter Weekly has it. Pass goes to Menina Jackson. Down low layup is up and missed. And McDonough has it. And Maslovsky saves it out of bounds. And it goes right to Cam Jackson. Cameron Jackson shoots, fires, missed. Rebounded by Alexis Cross. She goes down on the floor for it. And it'll be Clipper ball based on the possession arrow. Maslovsky has 6 of their 7 points. All on layups with 5 steals here in the first quarter. Unbelievable numbers. And the pass goes down low to Alexis Cross. Layup is up, missed. Ed Swager wants to travel. The Cameria Murphy comes down with it for the second rebound. And it's 7-4. Clippers over Tigers. 4:28 left. And there's a foul on the red and white. Fouls on Kennedy Fulham, number 15. Let's see what the Tigers do here out of the inbound, as Cameron Jackson will inbound. Cameron Carlavale goes out for the pass, and she gets it. Number 5, Tessa Liggett on the defense, Pass goes to Weekly, and it's out of bounds. A little bit of an error in judgment there by Weekly. The ball went right to her, but she turned it over. And number 23, Taylor Hall, the senior, just checked in for the Clippers here. And it's 7-4 with 4:20 left in the first quarter. Pass from Mozlewski goes inside, but it's a turnover. And it's right back to Mozlewski again. That's her sixth steal of the first quarter. Inside pass goes to McDonough. And that's another foul as McDonough will shoot her third and fourth free throws of the first quarter. 4:06 left as the Clippers look to add to their 7-4 lead. Marissa McDonough, first free throw is up and good, and double zero, Aaliyah Hawk just checked in for the Tigers. And the free throw is up and missed, and it's rebounded by Kennedy Fulham underneath. Pass goes to Leggett, over to Kennedy Fulham for three. It is good. From downtown, the Columbiana Clippers have the lead 11-4. Kennedy Fulham from 3-point range. It's a turnover, and Fulham comes away with it, and the layup is up and good, as Kennedy Fulham now has 5 straight points for the Clippers. 13-4, 3:40 left in the first quarter. Hunter Weekly turns it over to McDonough. As it's now, Mozlewski, layup is good. 8 points for Caleb Mozlewski, and Ed Swagger wants to talk it over. 3:30 left in the first quarter. The Clippers lead the Tigers 15-4. It's early here in Wellsville.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Boy, I tell you, if Columbiana head coach Ron Moschella used Tri-County Mattresses by Appointment, he would sleep probably a lot better than he already is, but he's going to sleep well tonight if the Clippers hold on to this lead here in Wellsville. 15-4, Clippers, 3:25 left in the first quarter. Aaliyah Hawk, jump shot is blocked and rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Out to Mozlewski. Layup is up and good. The Fulham to Mozlewski connection. Mozlewski to Fulham. That's the connection that is working here tonight. 17-4, 3 minutes left. And Menina Jackson has it. Over to Hunter Weekly. Jump shot is up and missed. Rebounded by Cambria Murphy. Fires one up. Rebounded by Menina Jackson. Layup is missed. Rebounded by Menina again. Jackson working around. Jump shot missed. And it's a foul on the Tigers, and it's going the other way. It's a foul on Aaliyah Hawk. Alexis Cross just checked into the game for Kennedy Fulham, giving Fulham a break. She had a wonderful past few minutes here as it's 17-4, 2:45 left in the first quarter here on YSN. Pass goes to Tessa Liggett for three, and it's good. From downtown, Tessa Liggett with the tray, and it's 20-4, Columbiana. And it's out of bounds, and it'll be Columbiana ball, a turnover by Cameron Jackson. Cameron Carlevelle hesitates to check in, but head coach Ed Swagger and assistant coach Corey Leake say, hold on 1 minute as the Clippers work it around here. Pass goes over to number 20, Alexis Cross. Layup is up and blocked, rebounded by Menina Jackson. Back to Hawk, over to Cameron Jackson. Hunter Weekly, back to Jackson, but it's a turnover as the senior, Taylor Hall, gets it past to Mozlewski, and it's for two, and it's good. And it's 20 22-4 here in the fourth quarter. The Clippers are running away with this one. Maslowski has it. It's a turnover, and Alexis Cross comes away with it. And a layup is up, and it's a foul by Cameron Jackson as the Clippers are headed to the free throw line once more. Alexis Cross came away with the steal, and she's getting ready to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. As now, a lot of substitutions checking in for the Clippers here. Number 10, Grace Hammond. Number 3, Carissa Tringhesi. And Kennedy Fulham. They all check back in for the Clippers. And the pass goes to Menina Jackson. Over to Hunter Weekly. Arab pass. Cameron Carlevale almost lost it. Pass goes to Menina Jackson. Over to Weekly. Jump shot is up. Missed. Rebounded by Hunter Weekly. What a rebound down low. Over to Jackson. Over to Carlevale, I'm sorry. And Menina Jackson scores an inside layup for two. And the Tigers are on the board now again. 24-6 Clippers. 1:15 left in the first quarter. Pass goes to number 10, and it's rebounded by Taylor Hall. Hall drives the lane, tries to get the foul, missed. Rebounded again by Hall, down low, missed, and it's rebounded by Cambria Murphy, but it's called on the floor. And it looks like it's going to be Clipper ball, a loose ball foul on number 12, Cambria Murphy. It's 24-6. A minute left. Three-pointer by Taylor Hall. Missed. Rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Kennedy Fulham has been all over this game through the first quarter. Fulham sizing up her man. Passed over to, looks like Alexis Cross in the deep corner. Missed. Rebounded by Taylor Hall. Underneath, missed the layup. And Fulham underneath fights for the rebound. And it's a jump ball. And it's Tiger basketball. 24-6, 36 minutes to go. 36 minutes. I'm sorry, 36 seconds to go. We don't have that long in the first quarter. 36 seconds left on the clock. 24-6, Columbiana. Over to Cameron Carlevale. Pass goes to Hunter Weekly. Down low to Alea Hawk. Alea Hawk loses the handle back to Carlevale. Down low to Cambria Murphy. Layup is good. And it's 24-8. Tigers showing some life here. 24-8 with 20 seconds left. As the pass goes over to Taylor Hall for three, it's up and missed. Rebounded by Kennedy Fulham underneath. She's been all over the boards in the first quarter, and it's a foul on Wellsville, and Kennedy Fulham is headed to the line. One big thing you got to watch here is if you're Wellsville, there's 16 fouls for the Tigers to 2 for Columbiana. Tigers have to do a better job of getting into the lane, causing the Clippers to foul, and Columbiana has to keep doing what they've been doing this whole first quarter. Forcing turnovers, and the first free throw is up and missed for Kennedy Fulham. Once again, if you're just joining us, we have 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's 24-8, Clippers. Second free throw is up and good. Fulham with the free throw. And now out to Cameron Carlevale. The clock continues to run. 4 seconds left. Gets away from the pressure, but it's a turnover to Kennedy Fulham. Can she shoot it up? And she can't. She won't beat the buzzer. Great defensive half by the Clippers here, as with Maslowski. She has 5 steals. She had 5 steals in that first quarter. Number 4, Kayla Maslowski, with 5 steals, as the Clippers really getting out to an early advantage, 25-8 here in the first quarter. We'll be right back.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
And we're back here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Clippers out to a early advantage here, 25-8, as Candy Fulham shoots another three, and it's good. That's her second three of the night, and it's 28-8, Columbiana Clippers. Cameron Carleville has the handle, passes off to Cameron Jackson. Over to Carleville. Over to Alea Hawk, loses the handle, and Alexis Cross tries to come away with it, but she can't, and it's Tiger Ball. 7:35 left in the half, 28-8, Clippers. Over to Cameron Carleville. Hesitates, fires away to Hunter Weekly. Weekly hesitates, but passes away to Cam Carleville. Carleville penetrates, kicks to Cam Jackson. Over to Alea Hawk, a jump shot, and it's missed. Rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Fulham getting ready to charge. She sees an opening, but she passes to Maslowski. Kayla Maslowski passes underneath to Tringazi. Back to Alexis Cross for three. And that's her second three of the night. It is 31-8. Columbiana, 7 minutes to go. Cameron Carleville handles the ball. Once again, Clippers trying to look for their 23rd straight conference victory. As the pass goes underneath to Menina Jackson, over to Cameron Jackson, and Marissa McDonough tries to save it, but she passes off to Alea Hawk, and Hawk misses the jump shot. Clippers have numbers in transition. Kennedy Fulham with the pass to Tringazi for an inside layup. It's 33-8, Clippers. Cameron Carleville hesitates, passes down low, but it's a turnover as Marissa McDonough comes away with it. Kennedy Fulham charging. Jump shot is taken, and it's missed. And it is rebounded by Alexis Cross. Beautiful rebound underneath. Over to Kayla Maslowski for three. She has 15 points in this first half, and the Tigers want to talk it over. We'll be right back here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
And we're back here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Menina Jackson gets the hint, gets the pass there, and it's deflected out of bounds by Candy Fulham. It remains Tiger Ball. If you're just joining us, the Clippers have gotten out to a huge lead here, 36-8 early on in this ballgame, as Cam Carleville passes underneath to Menina Jackson. It's a turnover. Marissa McDonough comes away with it. And Maslowski drives it herself, and she'll get two free throws. Once again, before we took that timeout, Maslowski has had 15 points this half. What a half it's been for her. 15 points, 5 steals in the first half. As Maslowski shoots again, and it's good. And looking for the second free throw, number 4 for the Clippers, and she misses. Rebounded by Hunter Weekly of the Tigers. Once again, 5:45 left in the half, 37-8, Clippers. And Maslowski pokes at it, tries to go for a turnover. Cam Carleville, fights for the handle, and she gets it, and the pass goes to Cameron Jackson for two, and the Tigers had their first 2 points of the second quarter. Kennedy Fulham. Pass underneath to Tringazi, over to Fulham. Fulham drives. Layup is up, and she was looking for a foul, but it's out of bounds. Tiger Ball. Beautiful ball movement there by the Tigers. Last scoring play there to Cameron Jackson. It was a layup by Jackson after two great passes from Carleville to Jackson. Back to her cousin, Cameron Jackson. Over to Menina Jackson. Underneath, the trap is on as Cameron Carleville misses the shot, or Cameron Carleville does miss the shot after a rebound, and it is a jump ball called, and it'll remain a Clipper ball, or Tiger ball, I'm sorry. 4:54 left in the first half. Columbia in a 37, Tigers 10. Kennedy and the Tigers miss it, but they come away with the rebound. It's a jump ball, and it's now Clipper ball based on the possession arrow. 4:47 left in the half. Once again, 37-10, Clippers. Maslowski pass down to McDonough. Pass over to Tringazi. Back to Maslowski, and it's good. As Kayla Maslowski has 18 points in the half. Pass goes to Jackson. Back to Weekly, back to Jackson. Layup is up and good, and Menina Jackson is asserting herself. It is 39-12, Clippers. Pass goes to McDonough. Over to Tringazi. Number 10 for the Tigers, Abigail Klein just checked in. And the Clippers turn it over. Marissa McDonough fought on the floor there, and it's a jump ball, and it'll be Tiger ball. Alea Hawk checking in for Wellsville here. As, let's see who takes a break. Cam Carleville will take a break. As now, Cameron Jackson on the handle for Wellsville. Pass goes to Alea Hawk. Back to Cameron Jackson. Over to Hunter Weekly. Weekly might be looking for Menina Jackson, and it's there. Pass by Weekly, but Maslowski comes away with it. Layup is good, and it's 20 points. For Kayla Maslowski, along with 6 steals. Unbelievable. And Maslowski gets her 7th steal of the night. Layup. Wait, she passed it. She shared the sugar. And it goes to Carissa Tringazi. And the Clippers are out to a 43-12 lead. And it's another turnover. Frost comes away with it. Over to Maslowski. She shoots a 3-pointer. And it's good. Kayla Maslowski has 23 points in the first half. 3 minutes to go, 46-12, Clippers. Pass goes to Hunter Weekly. Weekly dribbles past the trap. Out to Abigail Klein. Loses the handle but gets it back. Klein passes down low to Menina Jackson. Over to Hunter Weekly. Weekly shoots a 3. Missed. Rebounded by Abigail Cross. Pass goes to Kayla Maslowski. Over to Tringazi, and it's good. Tringazi with her 4th straight point for the Clippers, with 4 straight points for the Clippers, and it's 48-12, Columbiana. Pass goes out to Abigail Klein, down low to Menina Jackson. Menina Jackson, layup is good. Number 50 for the Tigers, and it's 48-14, Columbiana. 2:15 left to go. Pass goes to Kennedy Fulham. She shoots another 3 and misses. And it's out of bounds, and it will be Tiger ball. And we have some substitutions for the Clippers. Number 3. Carissa Tringazi, who just checked in, I'm sorry about that. The jump shot by Hunter Weekly is out of bounds, and it's deflected out, and it'll remain Tiger ball. Carissa Tringazi checked in, Grace Hammond also, and 23 Taylor Hall, all in for the Clippers. Hunter Weekly inbound. It's an error pass to Alea Barnes, and it'll be a turnover as Tringazi comes away with it for the layup. It's up and good, and the foul. Carissa Tringazi with the layup plus the foul, and she's going to the free throw line. And with a minute 50 left, the Clippers are not done here in this half. 50-14, Columbiana. Cameron Carleville just checked in for Wellsville as Carissa Tringazi shoots her free throw at the line. That's the 3rd foul on the Tigers' Alea Hawk. Tringazi misses the free throw, and it's rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Fulham trapped in the corner. Pass out to Taylor Hall. Over to Carissa Tringazi. Missed it. It's rebounded again by Kennedy Fulham. Out to Taylor Hall for 3. Missed. And it's rebounded by Abigail Klein. Abigail Klein on the dribble. Loses the handle, and it's taken by number 10, Grace Hammond. Hammond, pass off to Tringazi, back to Taylor Hall, over to Kennedy Fulham for three, it's good. And Kennedy Fulham feeling it from way downtown, 53-14 Clippers, a minute left to go in the half. Cameron Carlevelle, pass outside to Hunter Weekly, over to Carlevelle, back to Weekly. Weekly looking for someone to pass to, and it's an errant pass. The pass was intended for Aaliyah Barnes, and it'll be Clipper ball. Carissa Tringazi, pass to Grace Hammond. Hammond looking to drive. Pass goes to Taylor Hall. Underneath to Alexis Cross. Cross fires away, missed, rebounded by Menina Jackson, and the Tigers looking to strike here. 53-14, Tigers, Clippers. It's a turnover. The Clippers are running. Kennedy Fulham by herself makes the layup for two. Kennedy Fulham also having a huge half for Columbia. She makes it for two, and it's 55-14, Columbia. Menina Jackson missed the jump shot, rebounded by Taylor Hall, drives the lane, and loses the handle. It'll be Tiger ball. 14 seconds left in the first half. It's Columbia Clippers 55, Wellsville Tigers 14. And Hunter Weekly rolls the ball in so that the Tigers can try to preserve some clock here to try to get one final shot. It's Kim Carlevelle watching the ball. She picks it up at about half court. And it's off the foot, a pass off the foot of Carissa Tringazi. It'll be Tiger ball. 12 seconds left. Cameron Carlevelle will inbound to Weekly. Carlevelle looking to find an opening. Pass goes to Weekly. Carlevelle has it, guarded by Tringazi. Jump shot is up and missed. And at the end of the first half, Ron Marcello's squad is off to a great start here in Wellsville, trying to wrap up a share of the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference. And it's 55-14 at the end of the first half. We'll be back with another half of basketball here at Wellsville.
that old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dream.
We are the leaders.
We are here at every school.
In every city.
We can make a difference.
At some point, nearly every person in America goes to school. You want to make a difference, that's a good place to start.
You can reach one of us.
You can reach all of us.
And it all starts right here.
This is the place to make a difference.
With huddles, coach and team Bible studies, and our chaplain program, FCA does make a difference.
We will make a difference.
We are the future.
Every student, every school.
And we will make a difference.
And I guarantee it.
This is the time.
We will make a difference. Let's build our schools together. Building leaders. Leadership with purpose.
Now.
Dallas Design and Technology Incorporated is a custom automated machine builder utilizing the latest in machine vision and robotics technology. Dallas Design offers cost-effective, flexible solutions to your industry's automation challenges. Dallas Design Incorporated is located in Lexington, Ohio, and is owned by former Wellsville High School graduate Mark Stevens. Their customer list cuts across a variety of industries, including consumer goods, automotive, pharmaceutical, horticultural, military contracts, and construction. For more information, please visit DallasDesignTech.com. That's DallasDesignTech.com. Dallas Design and Technology Incorporated, integrating productivity with innovation.
That old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dreams. We're pleased to offer customers the best vehicles at the best prices. Ask us about our financing options and our 3-month window price guarantee. Call 330-426-CARS. That's 330-426-2277. Simon Automotive on the corner of Route 14 and 165, right across from Ward's Market.
Hey you, yeah, you, are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Libs Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Libs Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
We are the leaders.
We are here at every school.
In every city.
We can make a difference.
At some point, nearly every person in America goes to school. You want to make a difference? That's a good place to start.
You can reach one of us.
You can reach all of us.
And it all starts right here.
This is the place to make a difference.
With huddles, coach and team Bible studies, and our chaplain program, FCA does make a difference.
We will make a difference.
We are the future.
Every student, every school.
And we will make a difference.
And I guarantee it.
This is the time.
We will make a difference. Let's build our schools together. Building leaders. Leadership with a purpose.
Now.
And we're back here at YSNLive.com/Wellsville. The Columbiana Clippers are out to a commanding lead over the Wellsville Tigers in this Lady Hoops ball game here. 55-14, Columbiana. Ron Moschella's squad is going to be getting ready to go. I mean, they're 14-1, looking to be 15-1 on the season with their only loss coming against fellow YSN affiliate Salem. So we've got about 30 seconds left on the clock here before we start the second half. A big time, really the two big contributors for the Clippers have been number 4, Kayla Maslowski, and number 15, Kennedy Fulham. Maslowski in particular, she's had 23 points and 6 steals in this half. In the first half, as now the second half begins, Maslowski has the handle on it, past the Fulham. Over to number 5. And it's a turnover. It's off of Cambria Murphy, but it's back to the Clippers, and Candy Fulham finds number 5. Tessa Liggett in the corner, and it's rebounded by Maslowski, and it's a 3. Kayla Maslowski, 26 points, 6 steals. What a night for number 4 for the red and white. As Cameron Carlevale handles with 7:20 left in the third, it's 58-14 Columbiana. Over to Carlevale, pass goes to Jackson. Underneath to Cambria Murphy, and it's blocked and rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Over to Maslowski with a reverse layup. She's stealing it, ladies and gentlemen. 60-14. Maslowski, 30 points, 6 steals. Over to Hunter Weekly, missed and rebounded by Menina Jackson. And Maslowski deflected out of bounds, and it's Tiger ball. 60-14, Columbiana, 6:53 left in the third. Cameron Carlevale handles. Pass is deflected, but it goes into the hands of Cameron Jackson. 3-pointers up and missed, rebounded by Marissa McDonough. Over to number 5, Tessa Liggett, underneath to Maslowski. She missed the layup underneath to Kennedy Fulham. Layup is up and good. She battles her way through the defense underneath for the layup. 6:25 left in the third, 62-14. Columbiana, 3-pointer by Cameron Carlevale, missed and rebounded by Fulham. Loses the dribble but gets it back. Fulham, dribbling pass goes to number 5, Tessa Liggett. Liggett drives to the basket. Pass goes outside to Alexis Cross. It's a missed 3, rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Fulham drives. Pass to Tessa Liggett for 3, and it's missed, rebounded by Cameron Jackson. And it's deflected, and that's the 7th steal of the night for Kayla Maslowski. He drives the lane for the layup. The layup is up and good, and 32 points, 7 steals for Kayla Maslowski. This is unbelievable as Cameron Carlevelle passed to Jackson. Cameron Jackson throws to Weekly, and it's deflected out of bounds by Alexis Cross. It's Tiger ball. Cameron Carlevelle has it over to Hunter Weekly. Back to Carlevelle, over to Weekly for 3, missed the 3-pointer, rebounded by Cameron Jackson, and the layup is up and good. Number 12 for the Tigers, Cameron Jackson with the layup, and she gets the foul. She's going to the line. And now it is 5:22 left in the third quarter, 64-16 Columbiana. Jackson's free throw is up and missed, and it's deflected out of bounds, and it remains Tiger ball. Marissa McDonough could not maintain the handle on it as Cameron Jackson set to inbound. Looking for an opening. Pass goes to Carlevelle. A jump shot missed. Rebounded by Alexis Cross. Out to Maslowski. She knows there's a person back, and it's an and one foul plus the bucket. 34 points for Kayla Maslowski, and she's going to shoot one free throw. And they call it a technical foul or an intentional foul on Hunter Weekly, and Maslowski will shoot a free throw. Free throw is up and good, and that's 35 points for Kayla Maslowski. And it is a technical free throw. I apologize. And the second free throw is good. So 36 points, 7 steals for Maslowski, and they still have the ball in hand due to the technical foul. And number 5, Tessa Liggett will inbound. Underneath to Maslowski. Pass goes to Marissa McDonough. Jump shot is up and good. And the Clippers have a 70-16 lead with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cameron Carlevelle over to Jackson. Back to Carlevelle. Back to Weekly. And it's deflected into the hands of Menina Jackson. Jackson tries to drive. Pass goes to Cameron Jackson. And it's missed. And it's down low. And there's a push-off foul. It looks like it's going to be on number 15, Kennedy Fulham. She's been battling down low all night, so she was primed to get one of those calls at some point, just based on her physicality, as the inbound goes to Hunter Weekly. Over to Cameron Carlevelle. Back to Jackson. Carlevelle on the perimeter. Pass goes to Hunter Weekly. Back to Carlevelle, back to Jackson, underneath to Cambria Murphy. But it's deflected out of bounds by Marissa McDonough, and it'll remain Tiger ball. Pass goes outside to a wide-open Hunter Weekly for 3, and it's missed. Rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Fulham charging. She has numbers. And the pass goes to Alexis Cross, wide-open for the layup, and good. But the referee waves it off. Let's see what the call is. It's an offensive foul. Let's see what the screen call is. And it's called on Kennedy Fulham, number 15. That's what we see on the scoreboard here. That's her second foul. And now they change it to 14, Marissa McDonough. A little mistake by the refs there. It's number 23, the senior, Taylor Hall, checks in for the Clippers. 4:19 left in the third quarter. It's 70-16 Clippers on the road. Carlevelle takes it up the floor. Quash continues to run. Carlevelle takes a jump shot, and it's good. Cameron Carlevelle finding her spot a little bit back behind the free throw line for a 2-point jump shot. It's 70-18 now, Clippers. Kayla Maslowski drives it herself. Looking for an opening, maybe looking for someone to pass it to. Cameron Carlevelle on the defense. Let's see what the Clippers do with it. And it looks like they might hold the ball. And it's a 5-second call. The 5-second call on Kayla Maslowski. That's a turnover. 3:45 left and the Tigers have it back. 70-18 Clippers. Carlevelle. Passes off to Cameron Jackson, and that's a turnover out of bounds. The pass was over Cameron Jackson's head, and she could not make the catch. And it's Clipper ball. Tessa Liggett to inbound to Kayla Maslowski. Kayla Maslowski, 36 points, 7 steals. What a stat line for the Lady Clipper, number 4. Let's see what she does on offense. Sizing up her man, Carlevale. Drives the lane. Pass goes to Taylor Hall. Hall holding the ball. Dribbles herself. Sees an opening. Looking for a layup. And the pass goes back to Kayla Maslowski. Let's see what they do with it. Clippers are adamant on holding the ball here. But the pass goes to Alexis Cross. Misses the three. And Hunter Weekly loses the handle when it goes out of bounds. And it will remain Clipper ball. A lot of miscues by the Tigers tonight, but Columbiana has shown great instinct in taking advantage of those. As a jump shot by Taylor Hall is missed and blocked, is Cameron Carlevale all charging with it, and it's a foul on Taylor Hall in transition, as now that'll be the fourth foul on Columbiana. Tigers inbound. If you're just joining us, 2:58 left in the third quarter, Clippers 70, Tigers 18. Pass to Carlevale, back to Cameron Jackson. 4-3, missed it, and it's rebounded by Hunter Weekly. Pass goes to Menina Jackson. That's automatic down low. It's 70-20. Clippers. Jackson really finding the basket underneath in this half. As the pass goes to Taylor Hall, Clippers looking to run some clock. Taylor Hall drives, loses the ball. Cameron Carlevale comes away with it, and it's a foul. But Carlevale is a little bit shaken up. She hurts her knee. And Abigail Klein and Alea Hawk check in for Wellsville. Carlevale remains out there. She looked like she hurt her knee. She must have just got scraped up, and she's fine. As the pass goes to Cameron Jackson, back to Carlevale, back to Weekly for three, and it's missed. Rebounded by Cambria Murphy. Underneath, or Cameron Jackson, I apologize. Number 12, Cameron Jackson on the layup for Wellsville, plus the foul. She is at the free throw line. 70-22, 2:09 left in the third. Free throw is up, missed. Rebounded by Kennedy Fulham. Fulham handles. Passes out to Taylor Hall, back to Fulham. Fulham drives, layup is up, and this rebounded by Cameron Carlevale. 1:50 left in the third. Pass goes to Weekly, underneath to Cambria Murphy, and it's out of bounds, Tiger ball. Cameron Carlevale. Passed off to Jackson. Back to Carlevale. Looking for an opening. Cameron Jackson shoots the three, misses the three, and it's out of bounds. Tiger ball again. Clippers are tipping out the ball. Both teams fighting for rebounds. As Cameron Carlevale takes a three and misses, and it's out of bounds, and it remains Tiger ball. And now Tigers inbound. Pass goes to Jackson. Over to Weekly, number 4. Over to Cameron Carlevale. Carlevale shoots a jump shot. Up and good. Cameron Carlevale with a free throw line jump shot. It's 70-24 Clippers. 1:10 left in the third. As Maslowski drives the lane for 2. Up and good. As Kayla Maslowski, 38 points, 7 steals. 1 minute to go in the third. It's 72-24. Clippers. Three-pointer by Hunter Weekly is up and missed. Rebounded by Alexis Cross. Cross has numbers. Is she going to look for Maslowski? She does. Misses the layup. Wants a foul. Rebound by Taylor Hall. And Hall fights for it on a jump ball. Let's see where it goes. It's Tiger ball based on the possession arrow. 44 seconds left in the third. It's 72-24. Clippers.
Thank you.
and Cameron Carlavelle passes to Abigail Klein. Turnover. Candy Fulham comes away with it. Over to Maslowski. Layup is up and good. It's automatic. That's 40 points for Maslowski. What a night it has been for number four, the lead guard of the Clippers. 19 seconds left. Clippers lead it. 74-24, and we got a fourth quarter left to go. What an unbelievable stat line it has been for Caleb Maslowski, the point guard of the Clippers. 40 points, 7 steals. Can she go inside and score again? And she doesn't get the call. 7 seconds left. It's out of bounds, Clipper ball. Let's see what the play is from Ron Marcello. And the inbound is deflected by Abigail Klein. She deflects it out of bounds. Great sportsmanship by number 5, Tessa Ligger, for helping her back up. 7 seconds left in the third here. Liggett passes out to Kayla Maslowski. Is she going to drive inside again? And she gets fouled. Let's see what the referees call. 3 seconds left. And is she going to the free throw line? No, they call it on the floor. 3 seconds left. Let's see what the Clippers do with this. Alexis Cross takes the inbound. Turnover. Steal by Carlavelle. And it's 74-24 at the end of the third quarter. Maslowski and Carlavelle. Maslowski came over to play hard defense on Carlavelle, but they were able to help each other up and show great sportsmanship. So at the end of the third, 74-24 on YSNLive.com/Waldsville. Clippers in the lead. We'll be right back.
Anthony's Balance Canine out of Industry, Pennsylvania, is committed to bringing the best dog training to the tri-state area. Lead dog trainer Paul Anthony and his staff have over 50 years of combined experience in teaching dog obedience, behavior modification, and detection. AB Canine trainers use motivational, operant, and traditional training techniques to achieve the desired behavior from the dog. Paul and his staff train the dog, along with the owner, to bring the relationship between them to its fullest potential. They offer training packages so that you and your four-legged family member can work together in a classroom setting to get an A+ in both basic and intermediate dog training. To learn more about this amazing experience, visit abcanine.com. If you would like to schedule training or have any further questions, call 724-650-2930. Anthony's Balanced Canine, the ABCs of dog training.
And we're back on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. Caleb Maslowski, number 4 of the Columbiana Clippers, having a wonderful night. 40 points, 7 steals. Can she score again? She missed. Rebounded by Menina Jackson. 7:50 left in this ball game. Clippers on their way to wrapping up the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference title as 74-24 Columbiana. Turnover. And number 21, Ray Dixon with the steal. She just checked in for the Clippers. Carlavelle drives. Dixon gets on the floor. And let's see whose ball it is. And it remains Tiger ball. Cameron Jackson will inbound. Carlavelle takes it. Jump shot. Missed. Rebounded by, looks like, number 10, Grace Hammond. It's saved out of bounds. Taken by Candy Fulham. Can she find Maslowski in the corner for 3? She does. It's 43 points for Kayla Maslowski. And it's 77-24, Columbiana. And it's a steal by Maslowski. That's her 8th steal. It is a missed layup. She got a little bit too careless there. Maybe a little bit overconfident. Missed the layup. 77-24. It's out of bounds. Tiger ball. Maslowski with 43 points, 8 steals. An amazing night. Let's see how many she finishes with to help the Clippers wrap up a championship in the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference. Once again, sorry about that. If the Clippers win, they get a share of the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference title. As the pass goes back to Cameron Jackson, over to Carlavelle, back to Menina Jackson. over to Hunter Weekly. Three-pointers up and missing. It's out of bounds. 6:40 left in the fourth, and Ron Marcella wants to take one more timeout. 6:39 left. We'll be right back. 77-24 Clippers.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
And we're back here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. Clippers up on the Tigers 77-24 in a dominating performance by Kayla Maslowski. 43 points, 8 steals. Can she drive in and get a layup again? It's blocked and rebounded by Cam Carleville. What defense by Menina Jackson. Abigail Klein comes away with it. It's a trap, and that is a nice steal for Kayla Maslowski. Drives the lane, gets a foul, and can she get a double-double? One more steal gets Maslowski a double-double, and she's looking to get her 44th and 45th point at the line. Let's hope I didn't jinx her there. Free throw is up, and good. 44. Another free throw up and missed, and it stands at 44 points right now. Menina Jackson on the rebound. Carlevelle loses the handle. And Grace Hammond looking for a steal of her own there out of bounds. And it's 78-24, Clippers with 6 minutes to go. Cameron Carlevelle pass to Jackson. Jump shot is up. Clanks off the rim and off. Rebounded by Grace Hammond. Over to Kennedy Fulham. Passes to Ray Dixon over to Maslowski. Goes for three, misses, rebounded, pass out to Maslowski again. Takes it for two, and gets a foul. Just headed to the line. And the free throw is up and missed. And I'm sorry about that, folks. I must have miscounted based on my stats here. Apparently, we have confirmed that Maslowski has 41 points and 9 steals. Still, I mean, phenomenal itself. But that's 42 points. And that ties the school girls basketball record for points a game. 42 points for Kayla Maslowski. And let's see if she could get her 10th steal along with it. She doesn't. Pass goes to Hunter Week. For three. Missed. Rebounded by Cam Jackson. And it is a foul as Cameron Jackson headed to the free throw line. 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. Columbiana Clippers wrapping up their Eastern Ohio, of their Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference title with an awesome performance from Kayla Maslowski, 42-9. 9 steals. Not 9 assists, not 9 rebounds, 9 steals. Let's see if she can break the school record. And she misses. Rebounded by Menina Jackson. So close. She had a clear lane to the rim and missed the layup. Cam Carlevelle dribbling. Can Maslowski get the steal? Carlevelle fires away. Over to Cambria Murphy, and it is a foul on Kayla Maslowski. Let's see how many fouls she has. That's 2 fouls on Maslowski, and the Tigers are now in the bonus. So Cameron Jackson will now shoot a free throw. Free throw is up and good. And we get one more because they're in the bonus. So Cameron Jackson gets another. And now it's 79 to 27. 5 minutes left in the fourth as the Clippers, once again, they will clinch a share of the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference title with this win here tonight. They will improve their record to 15-1. As Maslowski drives, pass off to number three, Carissa Tringazi, 4-3, and it's good. 82-27, Maslowski to Tringazi, 82-27. And it is a steal, and that is a double-double for Kayla Maslowski, and she finishes, and that is the school record for Clipper Lady Basketball. 44 points, 10 steals for Kayla Maslowski. What a moment. What an unbelievable showing for Maslowski. She's dominated this entire game, and the Clipper fans are up on their feet here in Wellsville. And the team is ushering in this moment with their lead point guard. And Maslowski will check out of the game for the evening. What a night if you're number four for the Clippers. As now number 22, Madison Mosier, the sophomore, has now checked in to take her spot. I got to tell you, what an incredible moment to have the double-double and the school record break in one possession right there. 44-10 for Kayla Maslowski, and she checks out of the game. Abigail Klein passes off to Hunter Weekly. Three-pointers up and missed, and it's rebounded by number 13. I'm sorry, we don't have a number 13 on our roster here. Oh, yes, we do. She's a freshman, Grace Whitmer, who checked in for the Clippers. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 84-27, Columbiana. Hunter Weekly takes a three-pointer. Missing, it's rebounded by Grace Whitmer once more. Whitmer tries to drive. Pass goes to Carissa Tringazi, she misses the three-pointer. Tringazi comes away with it. Pass goes to Grace Whitmer. 4-3, the freshman missed, and it's rebounded by Menina Jackson. 3:30 left in the fourth quarter. 84-27, Columbiana. Definitely your player of the game here tonight. Number four for the Clippers. Kayla Maslowski breaking the school, the Lady Clipper points in a single game record with 44 points. Hunter Weekly misses a three-pointer, and it's rebounded by Abigail Klein. Let's see what she does with it here. And Klein passes underneath to Menina Jackson. The inside force of the Tigers. She passes to Hunter Weekly, and the basket is good. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Clippers 84, Tigers 29. Grace Whitmer dribbles layup. It's up and good. The freshman, Grace Whitmer, 4-2. And it's 86-29, Clippers. Let's see now. Number 35, Annalise Quigley checked in for the Clippers. And looks like Alea Hawk checked in for the Tigers. Cam Carlevale misses, rebounded by 35, Destiny Kolka. And the pass goes to Grace Hammond, and Hammond will drive the lane. She'll try to get two free throws of her own. 2:30 left in this ball game. Clippers improving to 15-1 behind an 86-29 victory here in Wellsville. As Grace Hammond makes the first free throw. Free throw is up and good. 88-29, Columbiana Clippers. As now, Weekly and Carlevale working it around for the Tigers. Weekly pass back to Cameron Jackson. Jackson finds Weekly. She's open for three. Makes it. Hunter Weekly with five. straight points for the Tigers. That's a three-pointer, 88-32, Columbiana. Three-pointer by number 35, Destiny Coca, missed and rebounded by Menina Jackson. Over to Kim Carlevelle. She has numbers. Pass goes to Weekly, and it's blocked. Rebounded by Weekly. Shots up again. Missed and rebounded by Coca. Pass goes to Carissa Tringazi. She's running the point guard now. Tringazi pass off to Grace Hammond. 4-3. What a beautiful shot. Nothing but net. 135 left in the fourth quarter. 91-32, Columbiana. Over to Hunter Weekly. Three-point shot is up and missed. And it's rebounded by Carissa Tringazi. Loses the dribble. 119 left. Grace Hammond has it herself. Pass goes to number 33. Well, we have 235, so I'm guessing one of them has to be 33. So I'm sorry about this. It's a little bit of a typo on our roster here, as either Annalise Quigley or Destiny Kolka is at the line. For some reason, we have 235 on this roster sheet, and it's either one of those two players. And number 24 for the Clippers just checked in. As number 21, Ray Dixon will have a seat. 115 left in this game. Free throw is up and good. left as we're putting the finishing touches on an amazing performance. Kayla Masuski breaking the school record for Columbiana as Cam Carlevelle makes a mid-range jump shot. It's good. 92-34 Clippers. Three-point shot, and it's rebounded by 24 of the Clippers. And she'll go to the free throw line for two. Hold on 1 second. Leah Vinton checks in for the Tigers. Number 24 for the Clippers makes the first free throw to make it 93-34. And she misses the second, and it's rebounded by Menina Jackson. Menina Jackson running the floor, 45 seconds to go. Let's see if the Tigers can muster up some offense here in the final seconds as Carlevelle passes to Weekly. Over to Aaliyah Hawk, three-pointer up and missed. Rebounded by the Clippers, but it's out of bounds, and it'll remain Tiger ball. They lost it. 31 seconds left in this game. Clippers up 93-34. As now Hunter Weekly will inbound. Pass goes to Aaliyah Hawk. Carlevelle, pass goes to Leah Vinton, number 11, who just checked in. Pass goes to Aaliyah Hawk, misses the three, and number 35 for the Clippers rebound. Pass out to Grace Hammond. Hammond drives the lane for two, tries to find the bank. It's not open this late at night, and it is a miss, rebounded by 24. And 15, Cameron Carlevelle gets the rebound, drives the lane, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Cameron Carlevelle with 3 seconds left trying to get some Tigers some points here. A few good offensive possessions for the Tigers down the stretch, but Columbiana showing why they're the overwhelming favorite here in the Eastern Ohio Athletic Conference. 14-1, one loss against Salem, and they play the Tigers and win in dramatic fashion tonight. 93-34, Cam Carlevelle makes the second free throw. And that will do it. Oh, what? No, they're passing inside. And 33, number 33. Like I said, we have 235. So either Annalise Quigley or Destiny Kolka made that bucket at the buzzer there. And the Clippers finish off the Tigers 95-35. Once again, your player of the game this evening is number 4, Kayla Maslowski. What a night. 44 points. 10 steals, ladies and gentlemen. A great night if you're a player or a fan of the red and white. And we'll be back. We'll be back on Friday as the Wellsville boys take on United. Make sure to listen here on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. We'll see you Friday night. Tigers looking to upset the first place United Golden Eagles in the boys' realm here. You've been listening on YSNLive.com/Wellsville. We'll see you on Friday as the Tigers take on the Eagles.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
33 wasn't on here. There were 235.
For red or white?
Who made the buzzer beater at the end?
The buzzer beater?
You have been